We're continuing Chayodom, Klalam Abeis, Simen Lama Gimel. So the Chayodom talks about that these areas where the Tzibur becomes potter from saying Tachanun. So we already contrasted that an oval does not part of the Tzibur. Ubamilo b'chosin ein omrim Tachanun. It's a situation of Milo. The situation of Chosin, we do not say Tachanun. The definition of a Chosin, the language of the Ramah is that is the day that he's having the chasna, which means if he's getting married Sunday night, and we're talking about Sunday morning, that's definitely a different day, so that for sure would not potter him. But the Mishabura adds a step further that this halacha only applies from the time that he was nichlas to chuppah. So if in the morning of that day, he's still not a chosin yet. Then he says, "Yesh mekilim b'zeh." Some say that you can be mekel even beforehand. Therefore, there are two manhagim in regards to does the chosin pater the morning before the chasna. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, even when they would daven by the chosin's tish, would say tachanun, arguing that it's only mishosh and nichlas l'chuppah. But the reason why the minhag of the Olam is not to do that, that's clearly a mincha which is being gathered for the purpose of being mesameach together with the chasan, and celebrating the simcha. So once it's a zman of simcha, so tachanun is not appropriate anymore. Similarly, milah is a celebration not just for the individual, but for the tzibur, that a child is being nichlas a bris, and therefore the whole tzibur is patterned from saying tachanun. Now, the Chayyadim continues, as b'milo b'tilos mincha ozinan achra minig. In a case where there is a bris milo in the morning, so we know that we patter from the tachanun from before the bris, what about the mincha post the bris? What about that situation? So there are two minhagim in regards to that. The minig arlam is to say, our minig nowadays, but there definitely is a minig some have, even at the mincha afterwards, not to say. The Chayyadim says the following about Eliyahu Rabba Hichriya, the Mispal Mincha Bevesa Hatinek, Karama Sura, Oy Beemsa Sura, in Arim Tachanun. Ola Acher Berchus Amozin, Arim Tachanun. So that if you're still in the middle of the celebration, or the celebration has not really started yet, they haven't done the Sura yet, you would not say Tachanun. Then the Chayyadim adds his own opinion. Nearly the calls that Kishmi spell in Eitzel Tinnik, we spell in Baisar Bishem about Brishram, Arman Tachanun, Philo Kara Masuda. If you're davening in the shul, not of the house where the child is at, so that he doesn't have that same effect. Komachim nearly Pasha the Balabris, Vesan the Kamar, Enerman Lila Mincha, I feel like a Brichas Amazon, the Yom Tav Shalamu. But the Balabris himself, the father, the Sandik, and the Moyal, do not say Tachanun for the whole day. And that's the halacha, that even though the Tzibur would say Tachanun by Mincha afterwards, but the Sadik, the father, and the Moyel do say Tachanun. I said that wrong. Even though the Tzibur says Tachanun later on, the father, the Sadik, and the Moyel do not say Tachanun by the Mincha post the Bris. And in a situation where he would be davening for the Omid, so he would not say Tachanun, even though the Tzibur is saying it, that he would wait for the Tzibur to finish, and then he would say the Kaddish Tiskaba, which is said after Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the Chayyadim does not talk about the days, the various days of the year, which potter from saying Tachanun, so maybe we're going to go add those points in. That'll be in the next shir. One other point, which he doesn't touch on as well, is that we're talking about saying whenever we say you do not say tachanun, you do not say the hurachum, the long hurachum as well. What about a situation where you're having a bris and there's slichas? It's a tana sibur, or it's during the seres mechuba, the week of slichas beforehand. So the by the tana sibur, where the slichas are said after Shacharis, so the slichas are still said. That's a ferish in the Shulchan Aruch. That in a case where there's in Simchah Lamed Aleph Sif Hey, if the meal comes out on the taste of Tzana Tzibur, you would say Slichas and you would say Vidui, but you do not know Filas Apayim, you do not say the Vuhurachu. Slichas, but in regards to Slichas, which are said during the Yom Neroyim, the Seres Mitzvah, and the week before Rosh Hashanah, even the Filas Apayim of the Slichas is said, because really the Ikar Slichas was Nikwa to be said before Alois. That's what the original minhag was, to say it well in the night. And you see the nusach of some of the language of the Slichas refers to the fact that we're doing it Bashmaras HaBoker, etc. So it's said in the middle of the night. It's not part of the day of the Simcha yet. So therefore, even though we end up saying it later, it was Nikva that we would say Tachanun. So the Tachanun of the Slichas will still be said, even though the Mila is taking place that same day, that same shul. The last point over here the Chayim does not talk about is, what about a situation where there are multiple Minyanim in the same shul, and there's a bris by one of them, a bris taking place later on in the day in that shul, later on in the morning in that shul, so that paters all of the Minyanim in the place where the Tefillah is taking place. If there are two shuls which share the same building, but they're really separate, distinct minyanim, so one does not affect the other. We look at each one as being distinct. Meanwhile, so we're going Vesajem to talk about the halachas of the days of Pater, and the other halacha I want to talk about before we go weiter is the halachas of bowing down and bending onto the ground, which we do on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Korim. So the halachas are actually discussed here at the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. That's where the halachas of those issues of having maskis are discussed. So it would be appropriate here to discuss it as well, especially since it's relevant. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur coming up shortly. Have a good day.